This is Dr. Benjamin Benassi Kalaski of Professor Jeremy Volmer. The date of birth is 2-3-9-41. She was hiccup, chronic hiccup for 50 plus years. Efficacy of downtown colon cancer treatment. So, she can make a scan of the journal. Dr. Garcia, the show. Love and show. I'm excited. I'm going to be a teacher. 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 Entomologist, Professor Sazura, which appears gross normal except for large hiatal hernia nodules, was shared by Jensen. The gross normal esophagus, esophagitis, or esophagus, patient is shortening the esophagus, secondary large hiatal hernia, was sexual disruption, complication, turn on KY jelly, pyrectum, scope of rectum, rectum, medicine, and colon perfection, and colon perfection, the sigum. Elusical valve appears to be thickened, but it's more appeared to be a prolapsing terminal ileum mucosa than a new fascia. Change the parietal of the biopsy of that was right there. Patient of hand diverticulosis, suboptimal prep, small demarks of all of the nabular, but I now see a large mass obstructing coming out. Rectal pressure then intrahumbral membrane pressure, also rectum appear to be also suboptimal prep, rectal pressure, the words and a mark, intrahumbral aversion, pressure, not complication, finding the bone shorting in the esophagus, secondary large hiatal hernia. Number two, large hiatal hernia, most likely the cause of his hiccups. number three, mild to moderate gastritis, biopsy from the spine. Number four, no epistemic stenosis, no epistemic ulcer, no gastroabsorption. Number four, Russian absorption. Number five, colonoscopy of vesicle. Number six, suboptimal prep. Number seven, panel diverticulosis. Number eight, thickened ileocecal valve. Question more. It seems like more likely a prolapse because of the terminal ileum, but I did the biopsy. Two tubular rheumatoid endoma happening. And number five is, number 10 is, seven, eight is hemorrhoid. Recommendation, away with the stomach baskets for helicobacter therapy. Number two, recommendation of a CT chest, maybe with the upper GI, band solid upper GI series, to assess the value of the hiatal hernia. If the patient continues to have symptoms, and appear the patient appear to be a large hiatal hernia, the recommendation of a surgical repair of this hiatal hernia, for a barium swallow and a CT test will be done to evaluate that the patient may have been developing a gastric volvulus. If that's the case, then surgical repair of hiatal hernia would be indicated. Number two, away from the stomach baskets for helicobacter. Number three, away from the ileocecal valve biopsy. The ileocecal biopsy comes out to be tubular enema, tubular villus enema. Then in that case, we should have a vascular colonoscopy with EMR. For that patient, refer to Orlando Health, Dr. V-A-R-A-D-R-A-G-U-L-U for that. If the biopsy comes negative for any biopsy of the ileocecal valve comes negative for tubular villus adenoma, tubular adenoma, then repeat colonoscopy in 1 year because of optimal prep. Advice is to take hyperbaric motor. There's two soft numerals with cervical biopsy and preparation features will clear follow-up to the shift. This is the patient primary care provider, Dr. Jomari, J-O-M-A-R-I, Jomari Torres, and the copy to Dr. Param Sandy, their procedure was July 22nd to 23rd, and they're this patient by 22nd to 23rd.